This is Venice Ferguson with Coffee Talk. So the city did snow, I thought, removal on Friday in our neighborhood, but it was actually just snow moving. They took a bunch of the ruts and the ice in the road and they were trying to get rid of it. They must have received a complaint because now the windrow on our road is enormous. It seems like things would melt faster if you had it all spread out as opposed to piled up. I'm just saying, I realize there's a science to this. They also went through at the end of February and graded everything again. I really don't want to hear about an inflated snow removal budget and how dire the financial situation is again this year. And did all the grading of snow compound or aid the drainage situation? We don't have storm sewer drains on our street. It's down around the corner. However, I noticed that all the drains along that main street in the neighborhood were packed solid with ice and snow after grading, to the point where the city came and they actually sprayed the snow green so another crew could come and find the storm drains and clear it out. I just don't ever remember that happening in years gone by. Like maybe one would need to be cleared, but not all of them. And where is the old guy in the neighborhood with a stick and a shovel clearing and poking away at the ice to free everything up? Every neighborhood used to have one. Perhaps a sign of the times is all the young couples moving in and not realizing that's part of the gig of owning a home. In the interim, the city of Saskatoon says, yes, there are 14,000 catch basins. And that's a lot of drainage at work. They say that those parking lane snow piles, they actually help slow down the melt, which reduces the chances of sudden flooding. I'm just saying, if you got a stick and you got a shovel, maybe you can help out.